Welcome back to Gasbagging. I'm Dan Morrison.
I'm Kate Campbell.
And I'm Carrie Bradshaw. Sorry, James Duffield.
Lovely for you to be here, James.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining for the finale.
Lovely to be here, as always. Yeah. And with both of you.
I just realised there's an absolute plant.
Yeah, there is.
I can't actually see you. I'm dying. This is maybe the best thing I've done all year. I'm quite giddy and excited by this.
I was very Wilson over the fence there, just like looking through the
plant. I could see one headphone. That's all.
Excuse?
God.
Here we are.
Now, James, you were the person who pioneered Kate coming on for this entire season because you said, I need consistency.
Consistency? Yelling, screaming, on a rooftop, drunk on a Saturday night.
Yes.
Poor Gavin had us in his home and we're just screaming about a podcast.
You didn't know what was coming.
Yeah. And look.
Look at us now.
Yeah. Star is born.
And as I learnt on the weekend, Kate is a huge Bradley Cooper fan.
And as I learned, you are a huge non-Bradley Cooper fan. We finally found something that we don't agree on. I was like,
you're going to cut my
throat. I'm going to destroy you. I just like got up from that lounge like, how dare you?
There was almost a rumble in our living room.
Yes. Because you were like, you said something slanderous like, I think he's a terrible actor. And I said, I think he's one of the greatest actors of our generation. And I just wouldn't hear it. I'm shook.
I was an Alias fan. So I was like, I was very used to his presence, but I just don't think I've seen anything in that like entire catalogue where I'm like, oh God,
you've lost the plot.
Yes, I
see. He's so good. Do yourself a favor and just like watch anything. He actually has an incredible actor's studio. Oh God.
What film?
I sound crazy.
Give me a film.
I actually really do love him in A Star Is Born. Mm-hmm. He's amazing in Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers?
I forgot he was in that. And more as well, like he's just quite hot in The Hangover. Mm-hmm.
But is it that he's just hot?
I can't think of anything else right now.
Silver Linings Playbook, you like him in?
Love. Yep. Yes, yes, yes. Yep. Silver Linings Playbook, one of my all-time favorites. Incredible in that. Okay. You don't like that movie?
No.
You're nuts as well.
You're a big A-Team fan?
Yeah, that's me. Oh, my God. Yes, he's incredible in Silver Linings Playbook. I can't, off the top of my head, right now, read off his complete filmography. But all I know is he's amazing.
Are you going to see
Maestro?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night. I can't wait.
Okay.
The Schnoz movie.
Yeah. Yes.
What's that, the Schnoz?
Because he's got the prosthetics.
He got done for doing the Jewish nose.
Yes.
Right. Oh, it's not in this
climate. Not a time for that. He's stunning. I love him.
Okay.
Well, when you're a bad word.
Best of luck to the film.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Netflix, is it?
It's Netflix, yeah.
Okay, great.
It'll be good.
Can't wait to watch.
Me too.
Shall we jump into the reunion?
Sure. Yeah.
The Real Housewives of Sydney Season 2 reunion. That was strange.
It was the worst reunion I've ever watched. It was no good. Nothing happened.
No.
Nothing.
Why did we see like three packages that had not one fight in them?
It felt like the recap show that happens before the reunion.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
It took like, I honestly think like 30 minutes till we actually got into a segment that people started discussing. It was just these weird recaps, like for 30 minutes. It was no good.
Like anytime they started to have like an argument or something, it seemed to like move on.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, no. Let's sit in the hate.
Sit in it and like actually start discussing the moments. Anytime they were about to go into anything, they'd go, hold that there. We'll talk about this. And then they never came back to that. It was ridiculous.
My favorite part, though, was right at the beginning when Kate just told like Chrissy to fuck off in the makeup room. I was hoping that was going to like set the stage.
Set the tone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because then I don't think the two of them had any sort of confrontation like whatsoever throughout the entire thing. She was furious in that makeup chair at her.
I mean, it's...
I don't really speak again.
She was wearing a ridiculous switch. So I feel like there was an undertone of, oh, your hair's growing.
Yeah. Yeah, Chrissy knew what she was doing. Yeah.
She always does. Just smugly.
She could have said, is that horse hair?
Oh, that would have been quite good. Oh,
you should be in there, little staff.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
But also Kate saying she's never the aggressor either when she got out of the car when she was coming in.
It's like, have you watched the show? Do you know how you live, hun? She's so aggressive.
She did say she was a front stabber. So.
Oh, yeah. That's like, again, aggressive. That statement is so aggressive. Boo, boo, boo. Ow! It's like, oh, my God, hun. What? No good.
And, James, did you like the outfit on Kate?
Sure. Lovely collar.
Mm. It was an ode, I think, to her bold collars from the rest of the season.
There were a lot of collars. Kate was a big fan of Kate's fashion.
I actually was. And now I'm really going to regret that statement based on that last look. I just think that whole look for her was too much. Mm. I don't know, that collar, the
armor. Cuff,
the armor, as she called it, and the hair, it was just like, whoa.
It's a lovely Lovisa collar or something.
Don't.
Yeah. Pick that up for $39.99, Bondi Junction.
Price pointed. Yeah.
Be a lovely little Chrissy gift for someone.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, sign me up.
Yeah.
Little secret Santa.
Yeah. Would your mum like a bold collar for Chrissy?
I think she would. You know what? How'd she even get it on? How'd she lock that thing on? I don't know. I kept actually thinking about that. Yeah. As I was looking at it, I was like, how does it close?
Well, she deals with collars a lot in her profession, so she probably knew how to just, like, whack it on. So.
She should have worn a cone.
No.
The writing, and I don't even blame Joel for this. I feel like someone was...
What happened?
The thing I did love, though, was Victoria's face after he did, like, the no scrubs line to Kate. Yes. And she was just... There's some of the, like, cutaways to the girls absolutely just hating what was happening.
Totally. I was saying it was like the person who wrote the script had not watched a single episode. They just... The poor thing was like the intern was sat there going, like sassy sayings that ladies say at lunch.
They got some guy from Fox Sports. Yes.
Yeah. He's like, how did I get stuck with this job? Jeez.
Well, she's hot.
Yeah.
Now, Victoria's constipation brought on by sugar.
Mm-hmm. Alan, what, snakes and Kit Kats?
Yep.
Yeah, when she was like, well, all I eat is... Snakes, Kit Kats and Coke Zero. So I was like, well, hon, that's the exact problem. There's no fiber in that diet. Like, no good, hon, no good.
But have you come across anyone who is doing this? Like, or is it just...
The laxative thing? No, unless like... I've done, like, I've definitely done laxatives before, but, like, not, like...
done laxatives.
I was going to say yes.
Recreationally?
I would actually say yes. There was, like, some weird thing where I do remember it was, like, weight, like, it is a weight loss thing. If you do want to lose an aggressive amount of weight, you absolutely pop laxatives. But that's, like, an early 2000s situation. I haven't heard anyone talk about that for years.
People aren't doing that anymore.
No. You just get the Ozempic now. But
yeah, the Ozempic. Not the four pills.
Yeah, exactly. But, no, it's so weird. Like, I don't know why there was so much talk about that as well, like laxatives and digestion. It was uncomfortable. I was like, okay.
Joel laughing during Sally's cancer story.
Oh, that was terrible. That was...
They were gripping her hand. It was a little...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why they cut to it.
No, and I'm like, well, did that actually happen? They tried to throw him under the bus. I thought
it was going to go somewhere else, then it didn't, and then they left it in.
Yeah, that was so great. Actually, you know,
yeah. Happy that with it.
No. I was like, oh, no.
Joel, when he thanked Victoria for, like, sharing her truth when it was about... having a housekeeper to do the work.
Oh, yeah, the struggle. The struggle's real on the East when she was like, darling point, and I don't clean. I don't do anything. I was like, we know. Well, you've got a feather in your hair. Like, you're not doing anything, hon.
Just one. One feather.
Just the one. It's so odd that she has that. As I think I said to you before, it's like very Adrienne Maloof, Beverly Hills season one, where she used to have those glitter.
Oh, yeah. Glitter
those
strands.
Those glitter strands. Like,
and she has so much money as well. You think, like, why are we doing this?
And, like, nobody's doing that. When can you ever tell me that you've ever seen anybody with a feather in their hair like that?
Never seen.
No. Like, who's doing that?
And the hair's quite good otherwise.
The hair is beautiful otherwise.
She's a beautiful woman. It's she doesn't need to add anything to
it. Odd that the feather's in there. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I do have to say, even though Victoria's annoyed me a lot during the season, I actually enjoyed her in the reunion.
I reckon that's the best she's ever been in because she also for the first time wasn't scripted. Like I feel like all of her confessional lines are so forced and so scripted. Mm. So it was actually nice to see her that she is quite like feisty and does have a couple of lines on her. But
Good on her.
You know what?
Good on her. I liked her. I hated her at first.
Yeah.
And then I really came on board.
Yeah.
I'm here for now as well. I think the line towards the end that summed it up was, do we want voyeurism? Do we want fabulousness? I can provide it.
The constant references to voyeurism. Like, where'd that come from?
She knows she's just acting on a show, as in like, here's a stupid Eastern Suburbs version of me. This is what you're going to get.
That's why I do
like
about
her. I'm not
like
having fights about fur. Like, I don't care.
I do actually like that about her, that she is very much like, I get it. We are characters. This is a show. And I'm like fulfilling a role here. I'm exactly who you want me to be.
Yeah.
So what are you actually then complaining about for me being like what you want me to be?
And I also liked her going at Kate going, we're doing this because a lot of us didn't get along with you.
And then Kate was like, a lot of us.
Yeah, a lot of us.
And Carolyn's turned on Kate since the filming's ended. She's like, no tears, girl.
Fake tears.
No tears left to cry.
No. I love that song, by the way. Yeah,
great song.
I don't remember that. Do you remember this moment that they were talking about? I don't.
I remember her sitting on the boat with her. Like, she was the first one to kind of sit down with her when she heard the news. Mm. But was it
fake tears, though?
But was Caroline inferring that Kate brought the cameras over to them? Yes. Like, that's what she was saying, as in, like,
organizing cameras.
Yes, yeah. Like, you made them come over when I got this news, and then you did the fake tears thing to make your reaction to the whole thing.
So inserting yourself into every scene.
That's what she said, didn't she? So clearly a producer has on the side told her that that's what's happened, because there's no other way that you'd then figure that out after.
Yeah.
But that was, I didn't expect that because they were so close the whole time. Yeah, she was, Caroline was very much team Chrissy.
Her, like, Terry and Caroline didn't seem as good mates in the reunion as they were when the season ended, because they seem like tight as, like, especially in like Tokyo and stuff. But at that reunion, they weren't. Yep. Caroline wasn't backing up Terry, and Terry wasn't really doing anything with her.
No, not at all. It was very much the couch. The couches were the sides, wasn't it?
Mm. Terry. Stunning.
Icon.
Yeah.
Icon.
Love her. She looked incredible, by the way.
And the way she wanted to, like, run the reunion as well.
That was the best part. She was like, no.
We're not finished here.
And I was like, whoa, hon. Yes, this is the energy I want from a reunion. Like, sit down.
Yeah, it took, like, a good 30 minutes before they got to like, oh, here's why you're all fighting. Also, the weirdest thing I found as well, that package that they did about them all fighting, each one of those fights can be its own package. So you go,
that's the reunion.
Yeah, you go, here's the issue. Yeah. Now talk about it. And then once you're done talking and you scream and yell, then you go, here's the other fight you two had. You two talk about it. Other ladies want to weigh in? Is that done? Okay, next one.
Exactly.
But they put every fight into one segment and then tried to address them all. And I'm just like, no, that's not.
Because someone's gone, what if it was said about season one?
Yes.
And so we need to address it for season two, but now they've gone too far the other way.
I agree.
So we need to sit somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Around here.
It was too trying to be like, at the start of the first was like the fashionistas segment. And it's like, yeah, well, we know they've all got amazing fashion. I don't need to see it. And then it was the motherhood. And then But the fighting one, it was like, no, 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 actually we should have just gone here and then broken up. Because the reunion to me is meant to be the space where you unpack every single feud that has happened throughout the season or like iconic moments and then you air it out. Let's like clear it out and see where it is. But that kind of just all got rushed over and we just didn't get to – and then no one actually got – he got no meat out of them.
There wasn't a lot of cast infighting, though, on social media or in the press.
Yes, yeah,
during
true.
The season, so that was lacking.
That's true.
Like we need a Lydiate.
Yeah, yes.
Situation.
No, there wasn't anything really, was there? But then I guess we could have got even more into the Caroline and Kate world. Like we needed Joel then to say, sorry, what's happened? Like he needed to be, I think, the audience in us then and say, sorry, what's changed? What's happened to your friendship? Like that could have been a whole segment because that's huge, their friendship totally going away.
And she said, for me, the end.
The end.
That's what Carolyn said. Like, but he didn't follow up.
Yeah. No. I'm like, more on this.
Also, sorry, Chrissy barely spoke during the whole thing and she was like next to Joel. And I was just like, when you're sitting there, you got to be piping up.
They just kind of kept throwing to her and her like, well, I'm going to say nothing now because she said nothing, but it was like her smiling, like being like, and I'm nodding because that's all she did. Yeah. Like the whole time.
All I can remember from her was talking about getting D mic'd up during the season and that was about it.
That was good. Yeah. That was a highlight though.
Yeah. She didn't say anything. I guess maybe the Nicole not being there. I guess we haven't addressed that either. Yes. What?
You can't, like, and I'm also convinced the thing that she had for her daughter that she claimed was the night before.
Yeah.
Not day off.
No, not day off.
Noir's farewell.
Noir. Yeah. It's your job. You're paid to be on this show. It's part of it. Do the reunion. I can't fathom why she couldn't be there.
No.
I don't get it.
No, and I just don't think, no, if you're still in the same state, you're there.
Totally. Yeah. Well, also it's like in like the US ones, there's that whole thing they say, if you don't come to the reunion, you ain't there next season.
Yeah.
And that's happened every single time.
Yeah.
So,
well,
Nicole.
Demotion there.
Good, yeah. Good luck. Friend of.
Good luck to you, Miss O'Neill. I love our Australian version of Denise Richards, bravo, 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 being binge, binge, binge. Chrissy's a mastermind.
Yeah, that was actually Chrissy Gold, wasn't it? Oh, it didn't quite have the same ring.
No, good though.
It did it.
Very good.
Well, it's my favourite line of the entire thing.
Yes.
I, to be honest, don't have much more. Any other?
Like, nothing else.
I don't know, even know what to say. I'm shocked. One, Nicole wasn't there.
Yeah.
I'm shocked we didn't get into whatever the hell the Caroline Terry tension was because there seemed like there was something there, and I have no idea what. Chrissy didn't speak. Victoria, I would say, stand out for me in this because she just like actually she spoke for the first time.
Yeah, the best. Yeah.
And then poor Sally just had to again repeat her cancer story she did on the season. It's and like, that was it.
I felt, she shouldn't have had to go even talk to that again. Yeah. I was like,
ringing her out for that.
Yeah. I was like, hun, God, you poor thing. No, nothing happened. And I think it's like a real missed opportunity.
Yeah. I just want to see the girls fart. Jane?
Bring Alex back.
Yeah.
Like, because he hated them.
Just exactly. Drag them. That is true.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. Shut up. You sit down.
Yes. I guess Joel is like too much of a fan. Because it's like if we were there, I wouldn't want to say a terrible thing about them either.
And he's he's met them all during the season and done podcasts and had to be friends with them to get stuff out of them. So he's got to be friendly with them.
You can't.
Where Alex didn't see these women until the day of filming and then was like,
he couldn't care less.
And was like, I'm going to stick a fork in my eye when he's like,
he's an icon in his own right for being that way.
That's
so like,
it.
He can just do his thing.
You expect him to be that way. Yeah.
I just wanted more yelling from the girls.
I just wanted more yelling. Terry still at least brought it a little bit. She was still, I think she was ready for a bigger fight.
She knows what she's doing.
She's fantastic.
She knows what she's been cast for. She knows why she's there.
Yeah.
my role is this.
Yeah, because she even did bring up something about being a villain, or she even spoke a little bit to that. Mm.
And I would have liked to have seen her v. Chrissy more, because they kind of made out like it was just her versus Nicole. And like, I was like, no, the whole – and the thing they didn't talk about was the reason Nicole doesn't like her is because Chrissy doesn't like her. And that was Nicole went off her head, because she was fighting Chrissy's battle, and they didn't go – oh, was she like a surrogate for your like hate for Terry kind of thing? And they just kind of like left it because she wasn't there.
They didn't question any of that. I don't know. There wasn't even enough like viewer questions to kind of probe that.
I submitted one.
Did you?
I said, can you make Chrissy say one nice thing about Kate and make Kate say one nice thing about Chrissy?
Oh, that would actually have been quite good.
I wonder if it's on the edit room floor.
Yeah.
It could be. I think I submitted a few actually, but I can't remember the rest of them.
At gas bagging.
I'll put in my 2 cents. But look, I was happy where the show got to at the end of the season. Like, I feel like they all were starting to like, you know, bite at each other. It took a little bit to get there.
Yeah.
But just throw them back into filming again. Like, don't have huge breaks. Just throw them back in, get another season in the bag.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, at least now there is that tension. Because at the beginning of the first season, there's no tension.
No.
So at least now a lot of them hate each other. Yeah. So then, like, get cameras on and go and see it all dissolve. Like, we need to see the Kate and Caroline of it all now start to descend. Because I think I'm scared for those two going up against each other in the best way.
Caroline will be destroyed. She'll destroy her. Yes. I think as soon as she's actually properly coming for someone, Caroline's going to absolutely end someone.
But don't you even – I'd never even kind of seen Kate like cower almost like she did to anybody else that has ever challenged her. She is like, I will
scared of her.
Destroy. She was scared. So I was like, oh, that's quite good.
So early next year they start filming?
I don't know.
Apparently so. Well, the person who confirmed that was – Chrissy Marsh.
Oh, okay.
Talking to the Daily Mail.
Correct.
Okay.
So
not reliable.
Take that with a grain of salt.
Exactly.
She was saying she wants some of the old girls back as well. So.
I did. I read that. Okay. She's been picked up in so many countries, she says.
who would you like to see back from the old cast?
Victoria.
Next season? Victoria?
Yeah.
Yeah. Victoria, and I think Maddie would be a good like friend of, like a Manuela presence.
A Lisa T
presence.
Go just away.
Just a bit light.
Yeah.
Someone light, bit of silliness almost. Just,
Lisa and Athena, too toxic. You can't have them back.
Oh, no.
They're never going to go back into any of this.
No.
Loved Lisa Oldfield's rant during the middle of this season.
Sending me this.
Oh, she's good. See, she doesn't even need to be on the show. She can supply it from the sidelines. You don't even need her on camera.
Yep.
All right. We're going to take a break, but we're not going to do what we're watching. We'll talk about our favourite moments from 2023 since it's the last episode. So we'll be back. All right. And we're back with our favourite moments from the year. Who wants to kick it off? I feel like I want to be inspired
by
someone.
We're all looking at each other. Do you want to go?
I can start off with a moment.
Yeah.
It's like very on theme for this podcast. For me, Scandoval.
Yeah. Of
like
course.
Iconic.
I've got that down. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew you'd have that down too. Do you even know what that is?
Yeah I know what it is. And I knew that this would come up.
You knew he'd say it.
And then you'd be like, you know what that means. I'm like, yeah, what if I don't care? He's kind of hot, but I don't really, like, I don't know and I don't care. I didn't get into it.
Yeah.
Well, it was huge.
Yeah, I know, but then I just felt like it would be a bit bandwagon to me, and then I was like, I'm just going to ignore it.
Of course.
Well, that's the thing I'm shocked about, because that show, even though like I'm not saying Bravo's niche by any standard, but that show people were like on and off for years. The fact that it had the power that it had was insane and didn't actually make sense to me, because basically, you know, the concept of it is like someone cheated on someone. That was it. And the show is built off all those people who work together cheating on each other.
Yeah.
So why this one ticked everyone over the edge? Because it was like a long term. It was like
they
what,
were a
like
long term
couple. Like kind
10
of
10 years. I think it was like that. Everyone had watched them for years and years and years, and a very good couple. And then I think what I think made it maybe more broad appeal is that the girl that that he cheated on her with was one of her best friends.
Okay.
So I think that is what...
Who was also in the show.
Who was yes. in the show as well.
And used to date and another guy on the show.
And right. you watched the whole season of her like opening up to her and kind of saying, oh, like, yeah, we're struggling in our relationship a bit. We're not really sleeping together. And the one who he was cheating on with was like, yeah, I don't know, like maybe what's happening in your relationship. Like you just watched it
yeah.
happen, which was kind of... just wild.
Yeah. And they did one of their best episodes in years was them when they picked up cameras after they'd finished filming their season officially yeah. and just like went to their houses and just filmed them having conversations with each other.
Great.
Just screaming just breakup yeah. fights. Yeah. The That's best great. Part about it is that so the two that are broken up probably now nearly a year ago, they still live together yeah. in the same house.
So the new season is just them walking into different parts of the house avoiding each other.
And they text via an assistant apparently who says, I'll be moving into this room right now. Can you get him out of that room? Like incredible.
So as Victoria Montano said, voyeurism at its best.
It is. But it's just iconic and it like has transformed them all. She's like gone on to now like nearly win Dancing with the Stars. She's an incredible dancer. She's about to be on Broadway now. In
Roxy Hart.
Excuse me?
Literally. She's in Hart. Chicago now. It's crazy. It's just.
You get cheated on, you become Roxy Hart.
Yes. Like iconic. For me, that is like iconic pop culture. Everything.
Yeah.
Wild.
Touches on everything.
Yeah.
James, I feel like I know one of yours and I had it on mine, but I'm just going to...
Should I say it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think you know what it might Absolutely. Be. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it could be something else.
Absolutely not.
We have shared history. Samantha Jones.
Yep.
Yes.
I mean? Cameo and in Just Like That.
Yep.
Incredible.
Set the world on fire.
What a scene.
What a scene.
It's amazing.
$1 million for 46 seconds, I believe it was.
Mm. Money well spent.
Money well spent.
Mm.
Money well spent.
It's the best. And like we were quoting it like crazy people.
On the weekend, which James did not
pretty
know.
Pretty much annoyed everyone else yeah. from like our like one of our favorite podcasts. And we just kept going, hello. Goodbye.
Yeah, why were you doing that again? I don't like it.
I love it.
No, because it's yeah, I thought you listened to it, Sexy Unique.
Yes, it's
the best.
So...
That for me is, yeah.
Did you like her so outfit good. During the scene?
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Yep. She was amazing. Booked and busy. What a way. Booked like, and busy. We all should learn a lesson from
that. Do you think
that.
She's coming back in any scenario?
Absolutely. For
next no. Yeah. No, I think so.
Because everything else has been cancelled. That terrible glamorous show got cancelled.
Oh, I could never bring myself to watch that show.
I watched the... I don't know if I finished the first episode, but I watched most of the first episode. And I just went, this is one of the worst shows I've ever seen.
I couldn't do that.
Because they're not coming back 2025, so I feel like there's time.
Mm.
To heal wounds?
Not to heal wounds, for her to be Samantha Jones in London separate to them, but yep. in the same show.
Oh, like parallel stories kind of going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and there'll be yep. phone calls where they're not seen together and
That'd
all of that
be quite
stuff.
Good, actually.
Maybe Che books a pilot in in London.
That's quite
I
good.
Mean, it'd be better if she came back to New York and they could just let it go.
Yeah.
But not going to happen.
That is never happening.
The hatred runs deep.
Oh, so deep.
If no they're good. Ever going to be in a scene together, one will be on green screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking AI. To the other.
AI.
Yeah.
Change the world.
Change the world. Don't.
One of mine was Goop's ski trial.
It was also on my list.
Oh.
Hold on, let me just strike that off.
Strike it from the list.
That just really like made me feel warm inside the entire thing. Just like the little updates, the outfits from her, the glasses.
Yeah, incredible.
And just the testimonies and just her in the stand, like adjusting herself. That I wish you well at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she looked quite chic the whole so time. Chic. Like yep. putting a little pair of glasses on. She's stunning. I love her. She can do no wrong in my eyes. No. I really love her. Adrian has this really, just he does not want one part of her. And I'm like, why?
She's great.
I love her. Even when she's ridiculous. Yeah. She's so, so fascinating to me. I love
her. She's fascinating. I saw her at the Besties event.
Oh my gosh, yes, she did.
Oh, how was she?
Stunning.
Yep.
Stunning girl.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Love.
Great host then.
Yeah, great host.
Kate, anything else?
Another, like, I don't even know if you call this a pop culture thing, but for me, just what I'm kind of obsessed with is like all the Drew Barrymore show interviews where right. the holding of the hands, the close up, that to me is like a phenomenon. Like, how is anybody signing up for this? Every person she interviews is so uncomfortable. And the clips, they were endless this year. Even Oprah was like, stop.
Too close. And for Oprah to say stop? Yes. Like it's too much?
There's a clip where they're holding hands and you can see Oprah trying to release the clasp of the hands and Drew's holding on for dear life. That for me was just like a really great thing to witness.
We've had one of our favourite nights, I think, from this year. Mitch and I were just a bit like drunk on the couch after something and we found the Drew Barrymore YouTube channel and just went down an autoplay hole of just like things. The Meghan Trainor stuff is possessed. The Machine Gun Kelly, her like painting his nails and then like speaking to each other terribly close and like her just like having almost like a breakdown in front of him.
Always.
Fantastic.
And it always makes it about her every interview, which I quite like. That's one from me.
Another one for me was, it feels like it was 100 years ago now, but Jennifer Coolidge finally getting her moment in the sun.
Oh my God, that congrats does feel like an eternity ago, White Lotus. It was this
year. Yeah.
Okay.
Was it?
It was. The second, second season.
Yeah, and her Emmy Award.
Yes.
And Golden Globe.
Yes.
Because wasn't like the Golden Globes or the Emmys like announced before the season even finished ending? Like hadn't ended yet?
I can't remember.
I remember just being very strange about that.
Because she said it on stage and she was like,
I think it was the Golden Globes because I think Aubrey Plaza got
these
nominated.
These guys are trying to murder me.
She's
yes.
like, when he said he wanted to kill me, I was like, are you sure?
Yes. Oh, it really was her year, like at the top of the year, wasn't it? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Love.
What does she do next, though?
That is a good question.
She was in that terrible... What's that other terrible one? It's coming back again on Netflix. The House.
That was
awful. I didn't even finish that show.
I did finish it.
I couldn't.
Naomi Watts, stunning.
I actually went
something
and just,
about her.
I love her. But
terrible,
actually, that
but
one I did,
her.
The I just read the Wikipedia synopsis. That's what I do if I can't finish a show. I just go and read the Wikipedia
but it's just
synopsis.
Like made, he's made it up out of nothing because it was just like one article in a newspaper once. Mm. No one knows the answer to what happened.
It became too much. I didn't like that one. No good.
I mean, she's definitely well suited to the Ryan Murphy universe.
Yeah.
Perfection.
Yeah,
she
feels like she should be on American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Suppose she hasn't. She was on Nip Tuck, so she was there in the early days.
What season was she on Nip Tuck? You've just done your full rewatch of Nip Tuck.
Well,
have you finished yet?
We're at season 6.
Okay.
She comes into it when they move to LA and they're on that Doctor show. She's like an extra.
Great.
Okay.
And then
what a show.
A rewatch of that.
She finds out she has like African American heritage.
Oh no!
She starts dressing in
oh god,
like a black woman. Which is not for now.
Chaos. No, you couldn't be airing that now. Oh god.
Oh, was it? Yeah, Brittany Snow's character as well that put all the bleach all over her body.
Correct.
As well. Yeah, that was. Yeah, there was some dark. There was some dark. Dark moments
that
show
was very dark. Wasn't
great
it?
Show though.
Yeah.
My favorite moment that James saw recently was Julie McMahon. I forget his wife's name in the show, but he fucks her off a roof and she just falls to her death.
Okay.
And it's not questioned afterwards.
I don't remember.
Never spoken of
having
again.
Sex on the roof, and it's like a glass railing
and
or something, and it just shatters and she goes through and she dies. And that's
is that like a season finale?
It's just a random episode during the middle of the season.
Middle of the season.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and she's gone and no one says
bye.
A word.
No.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Never spoken.
Oh god. And I know another thing, this feels like very bandwagony, but I did enjoy it at the time, which was the Tony Awards, the Angela Bassett.
Obsessed with that song. Angela Bassett did the thing.
The whole song. That was just
crazy.
Unhinged.
Yeah.
From her. But I just
so crazy. As like, also, I'm like a total Broadway girly myself. I love musical theater. I love anything about that-ness. I will love the Tony Awards. That was ludicrous.
Great.
Who let her. Who wrote that also for starters? I think
she did.
She didn't.
Well, because she was backstage with a gay that was like singing it back with her. And I'm like,
there's always a gay involved.
When she was prepping, you could hear him singing at the same time. Like, you've done this to her, haven't you? You've built her up and you've said, this is going to be the best thing in the world.
It was so good. Like, it was just so stupid.
Oh, one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. The audience reactions during it as well were just like
everyone is just like shocked by it. And then they keep panning to everyone she's mentioning and they're like, no, thank you.
Oh, well, look, award shows, gift that we have them back now.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah, I can't wait, actually. Yeah, it'll be good. New seasons of everything.
You sound exhausted by it already.
I can't wait. No, because actually also what I am thinking about is because of the strikes and everything, like it's going to be such a long time until we get the new seasons of all the shows. That's what I keep lamenting on. It's like, oh, God, they're not going to see this for ages.
And what happens now, like say, like Emmys were already out and then the strike happened and then they got pushed back. Is it just going to be a really long year for the next nominations, like for the next event?
Yeah. Mm. I don't know how that will
work.
Or
a shorter year?
Yeah. I don't know.
Good luck to the people figuring that out.
Best of luck.
I don't do that.
Best of luck.
Anything else, Kate?
Well, also, you did tell me to prepare for, like, I believe you said shows as well, right?
Was that something? There's like a standout show.
Oh, well, yes. Yeah. Basically, for me, I was going to say The Bear season 2.
Yes.
For me, is one of the best things I've ever watched in my life. And I was just obsessed with that. I just love everything about that show. Every episode was so good. And that for me was the best show. And then also having like the finale of Succession for me.
Mm. Okay, you big Succession girly.
Big Succession girly. So I was loving some of the good big dramas.
I agree. That
this year.
Christmas episode of The Bear, Jeremy Lee Curtis.
The best thing I've ever seen.
One of the best things I've ever seen.
Chaos in the house. The anxiety. I've never felt like so... Get me out of here. It's so good. Oh my God. I love it. She's crazy. That and like also all the cameos in that episode, like everywhere you turn, like Sarah Paulson was in the goddamn episode.
She was.
I was like, oh, love this.
Congrats to her and the team.
Don't.
Congrats to all involved. Well done on a great event.
You know what? Good on you. You did good. You did good.
Dear, oh dear.
Jame, anything else or show?
I mean, it would be remiss of us to not mention the Padum of it all.
Oh, my God, of course. From Kylie's resurgence.
Congrats to her.
Post-World Pride, might I add.
That's true.
She could have used that time to maybe give us a little preview. Yeah. But
yeah.
We were left wanting more.
Kind of like the teaser of React on X Factor.
Just a little moment.
Yeah, she pulled that out.
Because we were left thinking at World Pride, this is probably it for her.
Yeah.
I thought this is lovely and this a nice way to wrap it up kind of
this
thing.
This is where we're at. This will roll out every year. But no.
Oh, my God.
No.
We're blessed. One of my favorite moments from this year was during that performance, which was when Danny Minogue came up out of the ground while Kylie was
so
on stage.
Good.
And me to turn back and see James fainting back into people trying to hold him up with the pure shock. It was beautiful.
I was like front row up against the barricade screaming. I was like, this is amazing. It was so good.
It was a special moment.
It was such a special moment. And then actually I in the crowd saw someone's Mitch Neames just grabbed me and I was like, what? No, wait, not Mitch Neames. So sorry, not Mitch Neames. Mitch Noakes. Mitch Neames, I didn't see you. Mitch Noakes. And I was like, what is good? But it was just this kind of glorious moment.
It could have been Mitch Neames.
Exactly. Yeah. Mitch Noakes. It was so good. I was like, yes, Kylie. It was a lovely evening, wasn't it?
Stunning.
What a time.
Lovely drone show. Had it all.
Oh, it did.
It did have it all.
There was the progress shark in the drone show.
The progress shark, that was quite an iconic thing of the year, wasn't it? It
not,
happened.
Not for you, doll.
It happened.
Whatever.
Yeah. It was something.
Remember the surprise performance on Oxford Street with Samantha Jones?
It was Samantha Jones. That was also
that
great.
That was great.
Not a bad chat. Yeah. She has dined out on that, what you've done to me, for what, 10 years now.
The most haunting part of that was when Style by Denny made us scream her dead mother's name at her during that.
Yes.
That was just such a strange moment during, I would say, such a lovely performance that we all just
went.
That
was lovely.
She's really missing her, let's all scream, whatever her name was.
That's
and I was just
terrible.
Like, oh, this feels not this right for right now. But
I did also enjoy Carla from Bankstown on stage spotting Wade in the crowd and going, oh, hello, Wade. What?
That's incredible. Yeah. Wade would
that is exactly what happened.
I could see you doing that. Hi, dear.
Oh, lovely. And then just very quickly, I would say in our Real Housewives world, Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, Roni Legacy. It's
so
been
good.
One of the highlights of my year.
It's so good.
Outside of getting Sydney to come back, which I was very grateful for, Roni Legacy, seeing those girls together warms
my
heart.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Seeing Dorinda try to find a door is the most compelling thing I've seen.
Where's the
on
toilet?
Television.
Just like sort of banging her head against the wall. Yeah.
So good.
Very good.
Happy to see them back.
Happy. Anything else, girls? Or are you ready for this year to end?
Yeah.
I need it to be over.
It's been long.
It's been long. I need it to be over.
I'd love a rest.
Yeah.
Do we rest now? Oh, God.
Before we rest, though, how are we ending the year? Renewed or cancelled energy?
Renewed.
Yeah.
I reckon I've got to be renewed.
Yeah.
I feel like I just need a little break
and
then I'm renewed.
Great.
Agree.
Do you reckon?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Give me a minute.
I just need a minute.
Oh,
you know, I'll put up with all the shit.
Yeah.
So I'm not getting cancelled at this point.
Exactly.
No. you wait for me New Year's Eve. I'm going to be because I'm going to have a little bit of break. And then I'll be ready to go. I'll have enough gap from work and I'll be I'll be in a good headspace.
I can't wait. I'm going to put a
renewed
fake
baby.
Tan on and I'm
big fake tan for New Year's.
I reckon.
Should we all fake
should
tan?
Should we go live?
Fake tan. Let's go.
Should we go live?
Let's do it.
We'll go live down at the harbour.
Yeah.
Please. Exactly. Let's do it.
There we go.
With a fresh fake tan on.
We'll use Venus Babahani's Clark's filter as well, because that'll just give us an extra little coat.
Yeah, a little glow. Like, exactly.
And you make the eyes pop. So
she looks insane.
No, she's not real. That is AI.
I don't know who that person is, but they weren't on TV.
That's not a person.
No, never seen her before.
It's not a real face.
Never seen her,
not
never
a real
seen her
face.
Before in my life.
That's who I hope to look like by the end of the year.
I hope to look like Janet Roach.
Yeah.
Oh, with the glitter.
Yeah. Oh, yes. At the Chemist Warehouse party.
Exactly.
Listening to Tones and I.
Exactly. Tones and I. So great.
Now, Jane, where can people find you?
At Jim Duff on Instagram only.
Okay. And dear Kate?
I'm at Katie Cam on Instagram only also.
And I'm at Dan Tom Morrison on Twitter or at Gaswagging on TikTok and Instagram. This is the last episode for the year. I'll keep memes going because I have nothing else to do. But otherwise, this is an end to this chapter.
I've loved it. Thank you for having
me. Thank you, Kate, for joining me for this entire season. Thank you, Jane, for the suggestion while screaming at a set of parties.
For brokering the deal.
Thank you for brokering that deal.
I still haven't seen my 10%.
Okay. Well, we got to make a cent first for you to see your 10. So
I'll shout you a drink.
Yeah, New Year's will both buy you a drink.
Yeah,
there
exactly.
you go.
No, yeah.
Thank you.
That's your present. Yeah. So thank you for bringing us together.
Thank you.
Thank you and farewell to everyone.
Farewell.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.